a streak of lean, streak of fat, and then you get that trimming down around here, and that's where you get your, they call it fat back, and then a streak off the top.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Strip off the top.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of that kind of meat that you buy sliced real thin and eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And what is the outside of the bacon called? Outside edge of the bacon?
The rind.
Okay. What would you call that type of meat that comes in little links on a chain? You might have link.
Sausage.
Okay. And what is the name of the person that sells meat?
The butcher.
Okay. If meat has been kept too long, what does it do?
It does spoil.
Okay. Then you might say the meat is
deteriorated. Spoil.
Okay. Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you usually do with the meat from its head?
The old people used to make what they call press meat or souse meat out of it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How did they go about doing that?
That beats me. They had to press it, they cut all the meat off and season it somewhere in there. That's a German formula.
Uh-huh.
And put it in a clay pot or something and put weight on it. Press it. Press meat.
Yeah.
Well, you can buy it in these fancy stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Three times as much as
I wouldn't buy it. Of course, I never did eat when they made it at home. But, I don't know.
Okay. Did your parents or anybody when you were younger make a dish made with grinding up the hog's liver?
Never heard of that.
Never heard of like liver sausage? Or?
Never did.
Okay. Did they ever make anything out of the hog's blood?
I never heard of that.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice from the head cheese or liver sausage and stir it with cornmeal?
Never have done that.
Okay. Suppose you had some butter that you kept too long. What happens to it?
It'll run there, and it's still good for baking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all of it. Now, I don't know what name you would call it, but it would run.
Okay. Well, you could say the butter is?
Soured or tainted. Or
okay. Okay. Sometimes people take thick sour milk and they make it into
clabber?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Clabber. What kind of cheese do you do with, make with the clabber?
It beats me.
You never saw him doing
it? I never have. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear him call it smear cakes?
Never have.
Or say cottage cheese or something?
Well, I've heard of cottage cheese. I've seen it in the store, but I never heard of people making it.
Mm, okay. What is the first thing you do to milk to get impurities out of it?
Strain it.
Mm-hmm. Then you pasteurize it or something? Or?
Well, the home folk don't do it. The processors do. Well, they pasteurize it.
Okay. Is there some kind of a, almost like a dessert that's baked in a deep dish, made with apples and crust on the top?
Apple tarts.
Oh, really? Is that good?
Oh, what are you talking about? Put some butter on that. You're living high.
If somebody has a good appetite, and you might say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. And what would you call the some of the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding? Did you ever have a name for that?
Never had any.
Okay.
Name for
it. Did anybody ever call it like gravy or